Something borrowed, something blue. Give us all your juicy news, sensational, irrational. It's Wedding Confessionals.
Welcome to another episode of Wedding Confessionals. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Pam.
The only thing we love more than weddings
is talking shit about weddings.
You know what else we love, Pam?
So many things. I can't read where you're going.
I love throwing questions at you and just watching you squirm. I was going to say that we love going on summer vacations.
We do.
And that's kind of what we're doing while you're hearing this podcast.
Yay, summer.
We're taking the rest of August off to do our some summering before it gets fall. That being said, we live in freaking Southern California, so
it's always summer.
We're kind of shitty. Yeah, we just live in summer. But we didn't want to leave you guys hanging, so we recorded these ahead of time so that you guys can have fun and still enjoy our podcast and get a little fun break from all your wedding craziness.
We didn't want to leave you hanging.
No, I mean, wedding planning doesn't take the summer off.
It does not.
It really doesn't.
No breaks.
Wedding planning doesn't give a shit that you're trying to go to the beach. So what we're going to do today is I found this article on this website called 538. If you don't know, it's a website I think run specifically by Nate Silver, who's this really at this point popular / famous statistician. I think I'm saying the word right. And it's all about statistics and numbers behind stuff. They're big into sports.
Data.
And politics is usually with the two things they really cover. Mm-hmm. Just looking like a lot of numbers. So you think about like really like inside baseball nerds that are just like obsessed with stats.
Yes.
This is kind of like that, but they cover a lot of different topics. And they had something that was wedding related. And I was like,
yay!
What? So I wanted to share it with Pam, which I did. And we immediately had a thousand opinions. So Pammy, can you read the title of the article that 538 put out?
Yes. The title of this is The Most Banned Wedding Songs.
Ooh. Did you ban any wedding songs?
I did.
Which ones?
Well, so my DJ gave me a list. It was like a 10-page list of a lot of songs that come up that people ask for. And he said, circle ones that you really like. He said, put X's through ones you really don't like. And he's like, and then just leave the rest. He's like, but just let me know the ones you really, you know, enjoy that really speak to you. And the ones that are like, absolutely not.
What was on your absolutely not?
Well,
are we getting to some of them?
There are a few that are on this list.
Oh, okay. So, do they have anything in the article specifically about how they put together this, or is it just a list?
So last year they did a poll of readers to find out, what the ultimate wedding playlist was.
Ooh.
Which I'm curious.
Yeah.
Maybe we should check that out.
Yeah.
And then that kind of led into talking to DJs to find out what the most prohibited songs are.
I got to tell you, the banned list is going to be more fun to talk about because it's always more fun to talk shit.
It is. And I have a bone to pick with some of these. Like, I can't believe, like, some of these were like in my must play.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is this where we as an audience learn that Pam has a terrible taste in music?
Terrible?
I don't know.
Eclectic.
Ooh.
I like pretty much all music. All
right.
I love it.
I like it. So the list itself is like 50 long, right?
Yes.
And we're not going to do that. We're going to cover the top 20.
Like 20.
Banned
yeah.
songs according to the DJs they surveyed.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So Pam, you're going to slowly list going from number 20 back.
Number 20.
Yeah.
Turn down for what?
Turned down for what?
I can't say that. Like, turned down for what? Like, how do you? You have to like sing it.
Stupid. You sound so white. yeah, I definitely. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it definitely is a song that can only be played near the end of the night, and even then, I mean,
yeah.
Everyone on the dance floor, no one's sober.
No, they're trashed.
Yeah,
this is when you like read your audience and you're like, all right. They're just
yeah.
going to explode.
We're going to crank this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hope that no one's like actually videoing and recording the dance moves because they're going to be
sloppy.
Make
sure grandma went home.
Yeah. Grandma went home hours ago. The cake has been cut and rolled away. What is number 19?
Number 19 is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Oh, come on.
That's That's a fun one.
That's a fun one.
We went and saw fake Neil Diamond. We and did. Sang our hearts out.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
I know three songs by the real Neil Diamond, and I sang all three of them with the fake Neil Diamond. I mean, I think that's a crowd pleaser. I don't know why you would ban that one. Maybe it's just been overplayed.
I don't think it's a wedding song. It's just kind of corny. Se. It's just fun. I mean, I think you definitely play it if the bride's name is Carolyn.
Well, yeah, or she hates it because she's just so fucking over it.
It could be.
Well, I wonder too if it's one of those things where maybe it's not like you would cross it out on the list, but when it starts to play, you as the bride or groom are like, ugh, really?
Yeah, I don't know that I would be like, no, that's a definite no, but would I want that with the how many hours that you have for a DJ? That's not really the one I would want.
What I just like is I do enjoy songs that find a way to be interactive, and there is kind of a shouting call True. And response part of it, like it's Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I do appreciate that. I think that's the reason why I like that song so much, is just the shouting.
That's fun.
Okay, what's next on the list?
Next is Single Ladies, Beyonce.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
That's the best. You're talking about your goddamn wedding ring or your engagement ring. I guess engagement. Put a ring on it. Is engagement.
Yeah.
Dude, that's wrong. You know what? I say no. Also, it's fun for all of your single ladies who aren't married, who spent most of the day maybe, you know, feeling a little weird about like, oh, double checking my life and what's going on, which you shouldn't, ladies, but whatever. It happens.
Get on the dance floor.
To have a moment.
Yes.
And celebrate.
Everybody knows the moves, right?
I mean, we know enough of the moves. I know the hand twitch and like the knee jerk part.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that one stays. Absolutely not.
We're not agreeing with this list.
Sorry, DJs.
Next is Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. You know. Again, another song I know by heart, sing at the top of my lungs. Not a wedding song.
Not a wedding song. You know what it is? You can't really dance to it.
No, that's true.
I mean, I guess Sweet Carolina you can't either, but there's like a, again, a call and response situation.
That's kind of a drinking song.
I feel like Don't Stop Believing. Yeah, you're just kind of swaying and like fist pumping. It's like a song that maybe straight dudes feel comfortable being on the dance floor and feeling their emotions for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you wanted to cut that one, I wouldn't be mad at you.
True. Love the song.
Yeah.
Not for weddings.
I mean, it's okay. I'm telling you. You can have your opinions, Pam. Mine that song is just kind of, I'm getting glares.
She is.
What's next?
Okay. This I highly disagree with.
Ooh. What number is this?
16.
Okay. What's the song?
Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
It's a dancing song for starters, so that's acceptable.
Yes.
I think disco is one of those things that you should have at least one or two disco songs sprinkled
100%.
In. Just because you're supposed to pay for every generation at
exactly.
your party, in my opinion.
You really will like get the...
That's
goes,
for your mom. You play that one for the moms. What? Am I wrong? It came out in the 70s.
I know. And I love that song. I'm like, that's not a mom song. And then I'm like, oh, I'm a mom. I guess
right.
it is a mom song.
But it, like when it was at the height.
It's true.
That,
in the 70s.
That
yeah.
mom would be, yeah, would be like her teenage years probably or a little, you know, whatever. Yeah.
This is my karaoke song.
Oh, is it?
I love singing Dancing Queen.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. You've heard me sing this. You may have been drunk and not remember, but you've heard me sing it.
I plead the fifth.
Okay, the next one, Cotton Eye Joe.
Number 15 is Cotton Eye Joe.
Yes.
You know what's funny is that song at this point is so irrelevant to me that I wouldn't even think it would be on the list. Like, yes, it's annoying. Like, who? No, nobody wants that at their fucking wedding.
No.
But the fact that it even registers as a song you need to mention.
And at number, like, 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, agreed.
Sure.
But, ugh. I haven't thought about that song in a really long time. I never want to think about that song again, Pam. That song is dead.
Okay, let's move on then. Number 14 is Celebration, Cool in the Gang.
Come
How
on.
How do you not have that?
That is just...
It's a celebration. It's a fun song. Everyone knows the words. It gets everybody on the dance floor. Okay, you're clearly talking to somebody who loves disco. I love disco.
what I think is that song may be a song that doesn't end up getting played at your wedding, but the idea that it would be on your band list, it's so like, it's, you know what it is? It's very early in the evening. It's very, dinner is done. We're trying to get people to kind of go on the dance floor. Yeah,
get the groove going. You toss
this one on before grandma goes so she can clap. Even if she doesn't get up, she from her seat gets a little clap and you do a little dance.
Yes.
This is like, yeah, this is a song when you dance with your uncle for a hot second. And he throws out some moves.
As I think about this song. Yeah. It makes me bounce.
I mean, if you skip it, I wouldn't be like, guys, they never played Celebration. But like, yeah, come on. Come on.
I can just see you making notes of the songs. Clearly they skipped Celebration.
Well,
this wedding.
After a wedding, I make sure to give like a Yelp review that just like slip under the door of like the honeymoon suite.
Really enjoyed this playlist. Had a few misses.
As the DJ's trying to pack up, I'm just like, I have some notes. Could you imagine?
I'm sure it does happen.
Oh my
DJs,
God.
Tell us.
I'm sure. DJs, you are doing God's work. Oh, God. Trying to fend off all the terrible requests.
I know.
Ugh. What is next? 13?
13.
Okay.
13. Blurred Lines.
Yeah. It's a controversial song.
It is, but you're coming back to my I Love Disco. So because it has that disco
you mean
feel to
the song that they stole?
The stolen disco
feel?
What
part
feel?
Is it that you yes. like, Pam? Do you like the part where they stole someone's riff or the part where the song's kind of rapey? What part is your favorite?
I don't pay attention. Yeah. I just like...
It's fucking, and listen, when rapey. I first did my first heard it a couple of times, I'm just like dee dee doo, and then I start listening more and I'm like, oh no. Oh no. And man, that guy fell off the radar, huh? Mm. He's just like, I mean, that is a really quick rise and fall.
He'll be back.
Really?
He's just laying low right now.
Do you genuinely believe that Robin Thicke mm-hmm. is going to have another top 40 hit in the next 5 years?
Yes.
Right here on the podcast.
Yeah.
I will bet you $20.
Okay.
From the air date that this comes out.
5 years.
2022. Math is hard. You know what I'm yes. going to do? I'm going to set an alert on my calendar.
Of course says. You are. Yes.
By the way, I made one of these bets once when I was drunk on Valentine's Day drinking champagne with my husband. And we were discussing, would Chris Brown still have a career after his assault on Rihanna? And I was like, absolutely not. And Tristan's just like, people don't care. And he was right.
Yep.
And I was like, I think it was the 2 year.
How much
did you bet? I had $20, which is stupid because we have shared checking and savings accounts. So I'm just basically shifting money. But yeah,
the thought that counts.
I lost, but I want to see if I win this one. This is exciting. I'm gonna start, by the way, sending you any random Robin Thicke is not doing well. Anything I read on,
what
like,
did I just do to myself?
D-listed.
Not a fan. I'm just saying. Do I think he'll have a hit? Yes.
I'm gonna get you a Robin Thicke T-shirt.
Oh, hell.
Oh, what's next?
Number 12 is again. We Are Family, Sister Sledge.
Aw, it's fine.
That's a fun wedding song. See, I think all of these songs that...
I mean, yes, they've been done a lot, but just because something's cliche doesn't mean it's bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's just means it kind of fits. I think maybe people just don't want to be seen as, like, boring or...
These are party songs.
I think people are like, I don't want to be basic. If I play this song, I'm basic.
So you'd rather have a wedding where you do the playlist and nobody else gets your eclectic taste.
Then you're Clay's sister. She did that.
It's true.
It didn't go well.
It didn't.
Ugh.
Take note, brides.
Shout out to
trust
our guest,
the
Clay
professional.
LePerry, and he told us that his sister did a not very danceable playlist and she regretted it. But yeah, I think that song's fine. It's again on that list of like, if it didn't play, I wouldn't be upset. But it's again, it's for the other generation. You have to think of other people when you're playing a playlist.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Agreed.
Yeah. And a good DJ does that automatically.
Yep. Agreed. All right. Number 11, Love Shack.
Okay. For the record.
Uh-oh.
I am from Georgia. Fucking B-52s mm-hmm. are from Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
They're delightful weirdos. I'm 100% behind this song. They had RuPaul in the music video.
Yep.
Hands down, this song is great. Also, there's kind of a little bit, again, with the interaction with the crowd.
Yes.
With the bang bang and everyone gets a little quiet and stuff. Yeah. You got to keep that one.
I mean. I sang this song in the car literally last night with my kids in the back. They're like, I don't know this song. And I'm like, Love Shack, baby, love. And by the end, they were with me.
Yeah.
But
it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. I wouldn't ban that one. That's fun. And again, it's because the B-52s are kind of like one of the first hipsters. I can't see you being too cool for school for the song because the B-52s are kind of like the OG of like that alt rock shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They still have street cred. Yeah. Psh. Dude, like one of the people from the B-52s, I think, goes on RuPaul's Drag Race still. Like, she's around. They're camp. Yeah. Psh. That song's fantastic. Fuck that. Fuck that part of the list. What number is that?
11.
Come on. It's in the tweens?
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
All right. We're at the top 10.
Okay.
Shout.
That.
Literally.
Shout?
Yep.
Really?
Shout.
I love Shout.
Who doesn't love Shout?
I genuinely love that song.
Who's crossing that out? It is banned.
What?
It is top 10.
Are you
banned?
Hitting me?
Yes, number 10.
Isn't it an Animal House? The movie?
I don't remember.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up. Yes, it is in Animal House. It's like, that's what I thought. It was the song from Animal House. Animal House as a movie is still considered very cool. Like, it is one of those classic dude bro movies and, like, mm-hmm. comedy nerd movies. And that song is in it. And it is timeless. It is a party song.
Party.
It's fucking fun.
Yes.
It's a little rowdy. It gets grandma a little rowdy.
Yeah.
She gets up there and she shakes it.
She does. Gets a little softer now.
Listen, if I had to choose between We Are Family or Shout, Shout stays. I can't believe it's so high up there.
I can't either.
That is rude.
I'm shocked.
I am bewildered.
Number 9, Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Come on. Pharrell.
Pharrell.
I know some people don't like this song. It was played out a lot on the radio, I think, was the problem.
It was. But many summer songs are. It was a summer song.
It was the song of the summer.
Yes.
It also is a fucking bop. Song is a bop.
It's so fun.
It's so fun.
You can't but not help like but like smile shaky. And
oh
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. See, you have the biggest smile on your face.
I don't even sing the other parts. I just sing that note while everyone else sings. Oh, come on.
I know.
I've never even seen those Despicable Me movies or a Minion movie.
They're so good.
It's from that, right? That's where it came from. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking great song.
Minions.
Yeah. Okay. What was that?
Number 9.
Wow.
Yeah, number 9, Happy.
It's such a recent song, too. That's what's kind of wild.
People are just like, ban that shit.
Jesus.
Oh, they need a little Happy in their life. I wonder if this is like
from about the time where that song was being overplayed.
Could be.
Mm, okay.
How do you get to number 9, though?
I mean, it tells you how popular it was, the fact that people know it that well. I mean, it's no Cotton Eye Joe.
No boy.
Okay, what are we on?
Okay,
8?
I have to admit, number 8, I don't know this song.
Okay.
It's called Wobble by Vic, V-I-C. Wobble?
I don't know this song. Anyone?
No, what the? It's Hold on. Enough that people made it number 8?
Okay, Wobble.
Did people just cross this one out because they are like, I don't fucking know what this song is and I don't want it played?
I don't know. Hold on. We can't play the song because we don't have the rights. So hold on while I listen real quick off air. Okay. I kind of know this song. So on top of listening to it a little bit, I looked it up on Wikipedia. This song's been a hit since 2012. It was barely on my radar. And I mean, on top of it barely being on my radio, so I don't know how I'd make it so high up this list, because I do listen to top 40 and like I listen to country, listen to R&B. I'm all over the place like you.
Yeah.
But on top of me barely knowing this song, I kind of like it.
I have to admit, that was the first time I'd heard that song.
But did you dislike it?
Did I dislike it? No. Do I want that played at my wedding? I can see, but if I knew what it was.
It's kind of like a fun little like, nah, 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 nah. I'm fine with it. I don't think that should be on the list. Wobble is being disserviced. I think that it deserves more respect.
I'm fine with it.
Team Wobble.
Number 8, I'm good with it.
Okay, that's number 8?
That was number 8.
Okay.
Number 7. Hokey Pokey.
Who the fuck plays the Hokey Pokey?
At a wedding reception? That's a child. Like, my kids play that.
Have you ever been at a wedding where Hokey Pokey has come up?
No. I know. And not even, like, in my childhood. Like, that just, no.
Dude, the next time we go karaoke, can we try to get Hokey Pokey just to totally bring the energy all the way down? Who Hokey Pokey?
That's when everybody goes to get a drink.
I think that is even a thing. Hokey Pokey isn't a thing.
Do that? Like, is this an older generation song? Why is it even on a DJ's list? Hey, do you want me to play the Hokey Pokey?
I've heard anyone sing the Hokey Pokey recorded except for like Barney. Like, I can't even think of, like, a recording I grew up to listen to. It's just something you sang in, like, school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not even on a recording. That's weird. This list is weird.
DJs, just flat take that one off. This it's is not bizarre. Even an option for the Hokey Pokey. Mm. All right, number 6. This one is going to probably not surprise anybody.
Okay.
Electric Boogie. Electric Slide.
So this is the song that people consider the Electric Slide.
Yes.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. Yep. That song. Na, 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 na. It's electric. Wonka, wonka, wonka.
Yes.
I feel like, listen, there's like one line dance song and that's it. It's the Electric Slide. I mean, yes, like at the country music, there's tons, but like at a wedding where everyone knows the moves and you do a little shuffle, it's pretty much, this is the one. If somebody were to request it, I wouldn't be mad at it. I can understand if you don't want to have like some corny line dancing, but also like this is helpful for people that are scared to dance or are not good at dancing and they could just like do the instructed steps.
It's true.
And it's been around long enough that people kind of know what to do.
It's fine.
Right? You shuffle grapevine to the right, grapevine to the left.
Forward, back.
Step back. Shuffy, and then you rotate.
Mm?
Yeah, the rotate, by the way, because I'm not a trained dancer like you, always kind of sweating it that I'm going to land in the right beat and like the first like grapevine to the right after the turn is always kind of a gamble. Always like, well, I don't know about this one.
Here it comes again.
Oh, it keeps coming up.
That song just panics you.
I mean, I always participate, but the whole time I'm counting the beats and like really having to concentrate, trying on my face to look like I'm having a great time. But like mentally, I'm just like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't talk to me. I'm counting.
Pretty much.
All right. Next one. I mean, come on. What, number 5. We're at number 5. Top. Okay. We're there. We're at number 5. Top 5. YMCA.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Oh, you're not feeling.
I don't love that song. Like, it's fine. It's fine. But again, this is the interaction. I don't know how to dance. Give me a break song. And for all the people that don't know how to just like bust it on their own, this is a way for them to awkwardly participate. Children can get involved. You don't actually have to leave your seat to like throw your hands up to half-ass participate while continuing having a gossip sesh with your friend. You're like, oh yeah, why? Bloop, bloop, bloop. Throw your arms up. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. If this was on the list at number like 20, I'd been like, all right.
Yeah.
But top 5 seems a little aggressive.
True. I mean, it's, I agree, it's a fun song. However, at a wedding, again, I mean, it's that's a party song.
It's kind of a generic party song.
It is.
It gets in there.
I guess it's a little in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other songs.
It's like the 8:30, 9 o'clock hour before we start to really crank it up.
Okay. Number 4, Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle is just the like boring electric slide. Yeah. You don't need it. Again, I don't even know why this is on your list. Like, it doesn't even register to me as like that cool of a song.
No.
Like, it's fine. I will say, if you put me at a wedding and I had to do the YMCA, the Cupid Shuffle, the, what was the other one? The
electric slide.
Mm-hmm. And like Shout and Sweet Caroline. It was like that many in a row of like this. I would.
If this was your playlist, then there would be some issues.
God, not Joe. But I get it. Like, but there's a certain amount of like the kitsch of like those kind of things. Yeah. Picking one or two.
Sprinkle a few in there. Right. You don't need the whole list.
But I could see if this was like back to back to back, I'd be like, it's time to take a restroom break. And maybe stand outside with the smokers, even though I don't smoke, just to get away from this.
Yes. All right, number 3, you ready?
Sure.
The Macarena.
I would have guessed that was number 1.
I know. That almost would have been my number 1, too.
Yeah. I mean, it peaked very quickly.
It did.
It was, I mean, it was fun for that one summer, but even by the end of the summer, it was like,
here's the thing, okay. Is the dance is too long.
And it's boring.
And it's boring.
You don't do anything.
You're like, wait, what comes next? Oh, shit.
It's all arms and barely any legs.
Yes.
It's boring for me, and I'm not even good at, like, instructional dancing, as we've discussed.
As we just went over. Yes.
Yeah. I can still vividly see the music video, though.
Oh, yeah.
That girl with the hot pants and the long hair.
Yes.
She still makes an impression. It's a hot lady. And being like, wow, that's a woman.
Yeah, with the hot pants.
And that like bright white background.
Yes. Yeah, the white psych.
I will say, if you were to play that song for me right now, 15 seconds in, I'd be like, you can turn that off.
That's all you need.
Right? I would immediately be like, okay.
Yeah.
Right? If it comes up on like a 90s playlist or whatever, I hit skip.
I feel like of all the songs that we've just discussed, that's the one that's now playing in my head. And that one will probably stick. Damn it. Macarena. All right. Number 2. Cha-Cha Slide.
Yeah.
It's another one.
It's like the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah. It's another.
Just
pick one.
Electric Slide of all of them, I feel like, is the number 1.
I agree.
In my opinion.
Yes.
Cupid Shuffle's fine. It's a little bossy, right? That's the one that they really tell you a lot about what to do, right? Am I wrong?
Yes.
That's the one where it's like a lot of instructional vocals over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, I'm not going to be mad. I'll probably participate for 30 seconds and then I'm going to go get a drink.
Yeah, but like, this is number 2.
I'm not going to make it.
Cha-Cha Slide is number 2. That's pretty, like, that's number 2.
Macarena is much more annoying than the Cha-Cha Slide.
Yes.
Cha-Cha Slide could be in the top 10, maybe, but I don't think it should be 2.
Number 2.
Okay,
no.
So there's one more left.
One more.
Hold on, don't tell me.
Okay.
The most annoying song. Shit.
That's not it.
Okay, you see the list.
I do.
I am drawing a blank. Give me, like, a hint. Can you believe I don't remember, even though I'm the one that found this list? And I just immediately sent it to you and I didn't really read it.
Yes.
Purposefully not trying to like absorb too much of the information because I want to chat about it organically. Okay, so give me a hint about the song. Like, what era is it?
It's an older song. It's my hint for you is it's another has the dance moves attached to it.
Has dance moves attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's from what era?
It's older.
It's older?
It's old.
Okay. Give me...
Annoying.
Well, clearly, it's number 1. Do you think it deserves to be number 1?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
A man or woman singing?
It's all instrumental.
It's all instrumental?
Oh, yeah.
But it's instructional. No, but it's like you all do.
Everyone knows this dance, this song.
Oh, I know what the fuck this song is.
Yes.
I don't know if it deserves to be number 1.
Really?
I don't know if it's more annoying than the Macarena. I think it should be number two. The answer,
yes,
is the chicken dance.
Ding ding ding! Winner winner! Chicken dinner! What gave it away?
What gave it away?
Yes.
When you said it was instrumental, and I was like, "What the fuck?" It just threw me, and I was like, "What song where you do gestures?" And then it just hit me. I started like moving my arms, like just barely, what just like the... starting to like move forward, and I half flapped and was like, "There it fucking is." The fucking chicken dance. Yes. I mean, if it comes on, do you go to the dance floor?
No, that is a dance floor clear. Like, if you want everybody to clear the dance floor so you can, you know, get everybody to the cake or something like that, you throw on chicken dance.
I think the chicken dance is just for little kids to wiggle around. Again, the chicken dance is like the Macarena where... it's kind of cute for 30 seconds. And then you're like, all righty. Like maybe DJs, if you're listening, you should make the annoying instructional songs into like a medley. And then just let people just get like every 30 seconds, just kind of blend into the next song. And watch people crash into each other while they figure out the new dance moves. Yeah, the chicken dance is pretty. It also, the song itself is annoying. Besides the gestures. But like, and it doesn't. It just speeds up, right? That's the only difference. There's like...
well, it's got the, you know, the different part to it where you grab arms and swing around.
Oh, right. It kind of carousel sounding. Mm-hmm. I don't like this song.
No. I think one is good. It's a good fit.
Number two. Macarena is worse. final
answer.
Okay, wait. So what is your like top three? So we figured out the Macarena is my number one. Chicken dance is number two.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my number three of all of them that we heard so far, I guess, is Cotton Eye Joe, just because I don't like the song in general. What would be your top three? Your number one is Chicken Dance.
Chicken Dance, Macarena, and Hokey Pokey.
Oh, Hokey Pokey does it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like...
It's
weird.
That should be at my kid's school, yeah. Not at a wedding reception.
I just find Cotton Eye Joe to be manic. Just like way too much weird energy at a wedding. It's like people are wearing heels. Like this should not be. This is weird. Well, that was a fucking weird list, Pam.
Brought up a lot of emotions.
I'm glad that I barely read it and then sent it to you and said, we should do this on the podcast.
It's perfect.
What a weird list of songs. We will make sure to send a link to that in our show notes so you guys can check out the whole 50. We couldn't do all 50. It was a little much. Apparently would have been in a rage by the end. A disservice of doing the songs I love. So yeah, definitely be able to check that out on 538. So before we go, Pammy, obviously we're not doing interview with a guest or confessionals or advice, but the one thing we always do is some bridal braids.
Yeah, can't leave my braids hanging.
So if you haven't listened before and this is your first time, what a weird episode to come in on. Welcome.
You're welcome.
We don't go through songs every week.
No.
But we do always do bridal breaks. A bridal break is... just suggestions we give to brides and anyone that is helping to plan a wedding to give you hints and ideas to step away from all the wedding planning and give you a break so that you enjoy your life. That way, when you go back to actually planning the wedding, you're a little more namaste, you're a little more centered, a little more happy. And with Pam, a little more drunk because her bridal breaks are always booze.
Yes, they are.
What you got for this week?
This week, I'm going a little lazy. Well, cool. little classy, little lazy.
Listen, if people are doing this DIY stuff with their weddings, they probably don't need an elaborate cocktail on top of it. So true. I think that people would be happy for an easy drink.
So this is the type of drink that I think goes well with bridal showers or something in the morning where you're thinking mimosa.
Something in the morning when you're thinking, I should be drinking.
Why not? Are you judging?
Nope.
Okay. So along the line of a mimosa at like brunchy, something brunchy, is a Bellini, a peach Bellini, which is a champagne and a peach syrup, or there's different kinds of
Bellinis. Yeah, sometimes it's peach schnapps. Sometimes it's peach juice.
Yes.
Just depending. So yes. What kind of Bellini do you do?
So I do the all-in-one instead of getting champagne and the syrup. Just they have different ones that you can just buy the bottle, open it up, and you have your built-in Bellini.
Ooh.
And this one's called Canella Bellini.
Canella's the brand that makes it?
Canella's the brand, and it's great because it's all-in-one. You just open it up, no mixing.
So it looks like drinking. A big champagne bottle full it of does. Pink stuff?
It's peach bottle, yes.
Cute.
It's cute. That sounds it's yummy. Delightful. It's easy.
That
and
seems
it's
a little
good.
Too easy.
Told you it was easy. It's a little lazy, yeah.
No, I like it though. I mean, like, it's too easy that I would go through the whole bottle like, oh, it's pink and it's bubbly. And
you know what? It's good because
it's all gone.
Bellinis can be a little sweet, but with the champagne, you know, it's they're good. They're not
too, so it's not too much.
Not too much. Not too sweet.
Cool.
Just right.
Do you do it over ice or just straight in just a little straight. Cute bottle or a cute little glass?
In like a champagne glass. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I'm in. What's the name of the brand again?
Canella.
Ooh, Canella. I like it. My bridal break is another podcast because, you know, I'm a big fucking podcast nerd.
You are.
So I don't even know how I found this podcast. I just kind of stumbled upon it.
Okay.
And I'm so glad I did. To be honest with you, I think at this point they're up to like 70 or 75 episodes. I am only on episode 8. So I don't even know where it goes from here, but I'm already going to recommend it because it's so much fun. It is a podcast called The Babysitter's Club Club.
What?
Yeah. So it is a podcast that is devoted to the book series, The Babysitter's Club, that came out in the 80s.
Yep.
The hosts are two straight dudes, Trevor Greenring and Jack Shepherd. They are really good buddies. And one of them read a lot of these Babysitter Club's books when he was a kid.
Really?
Like, he was over at like a cousin's house or whatever, and it was always around. He just liked reading. So he like blasted through the series when he was a kid. And now he's rereading them with a friend who has no idea about any of these characters or where it goes or anything. So I feel like it's a good recommendation for two types of people. One, if you read these books as a child and you thought they were like the bee's knees, example me, they really do passionately every episode. They go one by one. So episode 1 is book 1. Episode 2 is book 2. So they go every episode, like over an hour, discussing in detail the character breakdown.
Really?
They get into like legit, like trying to figure out the business management skill of the Babysitter's Club as a business. They try to figure out the rest of the town, who these parents are. I mean, they dive in a way that clearly they must have some sort of like comedy or improv background, because they just take this absurdist turn really quick in every different direction. And there's a lot of heated debates about what's going on.
Oh.
Also, they discuss every book and they discuss it as a novel. Every book is a novel.
Novel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just finished episode 8, which is over Boy Crazy Stacy, which was my favorite Babysitter's Club book. And it did not disappoint. They dove in. They thought all the same thoughts that I thought when I was a 10-year-old reading these books.
I have to admit, I would be the friend that didn't know.
Oh my God.
I have not read a single Babysitter's
They're
Club.
They're so good. I'm such a Christie. All you Babysitter's Club nerds at home know what I'm talking about.
Oh my goodness.
Fucking love it.
All I know is there's a Logan in the series.
Yes. Logan loves Marianne. That's a book we haven't gotten to yet.
Oh. Because my son's name is Logan, and people ask me, they're like, oh, you named him after Babysitter's Club? And I'm like, no.
He is a dreamboat on the Babysitter's Club series.
So I did well.
Yeah.
Good
and
job.
He's like, was in love with like kind of the nerdier girl, and he was like super handsome. He was like a fox.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he fell for the quiet girl. Yeah. So Logan's a good dude. So it's not like a weird thing for you to choose that guy.
Okay, good.
And he was like an alternate babysitter, even though he was a boy.
Ooh,
we were just breaking down gender norms, even in 88.
So good.
Anna Martin just crashing the patriarchy. So anyway, it is called the Babysitter's Club Club podcast. Make sure to link to it. It is fantastic if you like absurdist comedy or if you love children's books from the 80s. And I like both.
Done and done.
So that's it for our bridal breaks, which
yes.
means, Pammy, we're done.
That's it.
So we need to wrap up by telling people all the different places that we can be found on the internet for all of our podcast providers. Because we keep saying subscribe on iTunes and give us 5 stars, which we do believe. But we also now at this point have you know, we're on a couple of different networks.
We are.
So we want to make sure that we give a shout out to all of them. I'm not going to quiz you this week, Pam, because we're on a summer vacation. I feel like you deserve the summer off, but you do need to have some summer reading so that you're prepared when we get back.
Okay.
I'm just going to blast through them. Are you ready?
Yes.
If you want to make sure that you don't miss a single episode of Wedding Confessionals, this is how you find us. If you're on iTunes, you hit subscribe. If you are on Podbean, you hit follow. If you're listening to us on Google Play, hit subscribe or the plus button. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, you hit the plus button or the add to playlist option. And if you were on Player FN, you hit subscribe or the plus button. So iTunes, Podbean, Player, Google Play, Stitcher, and Player FM.
Nicely done.
And probably a couple more in a couple weeks if I have the time. I'm just going to keep adding them. I'm just going to make it complicated for you in the future.
Perfect.
So besides following us on the different podcast providers, Pammy, where can people go to find more information about our podcast?
You can find us on weddingconfessionals.com.
And when you go to weddingconfessionals.com, there are obvious links to get you to all of our social media.
Yes.
Pammy, where are we on social media?
You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We love all of it. So interact with us.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. It's so fun, like the different ways that we're interacting on the different platforms.
Yes.
I'm kind of an Instagram nerd, but lately I've gotten back into Twitter. I go through phases. I don't know, man. It's weird. But yeah, it's super good. And then the other thing is that if you want to share your stories, I know we're taking the summer off, but that doesn't mean we're not accepting stories.
Stories. Send them in. Back. Keep them coming.
Yeah, we'll collect them up. We will not trash them just because you send them in during the month of August. We'll definitely store them up and try to help you out.
Yes.
You can tell us your stories in a couple of different ways. You can send us an email. You can also... send us a phone call and just leave us a voicemail.
Yeah.
But we also have an option on our website, weddingconfessionals.com, where you can just tell us the story that you need to with none of your personal information. We don't need your phone number, your email address, nothing.
We just want to hear a fun story.
Yeah. We're not here to take your weird information. We do nothing with it. We just want to hear your story. So you can always go to our website, weddingconfessionals.com, and share your story there with no info. And yep. Pammy, we will technically see you next week, even though it's a lie. We're recording these all ahead of time. taking a summer break.
Yes. Enjoy your summers too.
Yes. Please do. Enjoy your summers. And we will see you guys next week on the podcasting world.
Yes.
Have a fun time out there, guys. Planning those weddings. Bye.
Special thanks to Andy Schreier for our adorable theme song and to Ramsey Millay and Brian Maylard for their technical support, which we desperately needed.
Want to make sure you don't miss a single episode? Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or SoundCloud, and make sure to give us a 5-star rating, or I guess a 4 if you're being judgy like us.
If you have a crazy story to tell or need some advice, you can reach us by going to our website, weddingconfessionals.com.
Or you can email us at weddingconfessionals@gmail.com.
Or leave us a voice message at 434-933-2663. That's 434-933-2663.
And as always, we will never reveal the names in order to protect the innocent and the annoyed.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And if you're looking for those links, you can find those and more at our website, which you haven't figured out by now is weddingconfessionals.com.
See you guys next time.
Bye.